love is love is love is love is love is love cannot be.
Happy Pride Month.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast. Happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. This is the episode for Memorial Day. We're streaming live on Digital Stream Radio. We usually do it at 6:30, but today was 6:30-ish, as usual, because, you know, we were doing so much. You can access our live stream at digitalstreamradio.com. My name is Tom, and I'm your host, and as always, I'm here with my two bitches, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all, Nick or Trish.
And
I resent that. Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
Welcome you all to
The Dish.
So we have two guests with us today, joining us for our little Memorial Day festivities, starting with the first one here in studio as well is Bijan Clark, who's been on the show before. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
This is your third time,
isn't
it?
Memorial Day, yeah.
And another friend of Nick's. It's a Nick affair at the house, at the studio today. Visiting and also joining us is Sean. And is it Turner?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome to the show.
What's the good, man?
We have two straight men sitting with three gay boys. This should be interesting.
Well, I mean, straight-ish. Let's be honest here.
I can't.
Plus, Satan lived with me for over a year. So
I can't.
It's a hell of a year.
But we also have to acknowledge our silent partners sitting on our Gay Talk sofas, the wives sitting over there, enjoying us record the show for you guys. So we have so much that we want to cover, so much we want to talk about. I want to start off, first of all, with the crazy, insane weekend that it has been. Starting with Friday, I decided that I was going to destroy my sidewalk with a jackhammer.
Who's Jack?
Oh, Jack. Yeah, Jack. Jack, he's in my bed right now. He's waiting.
So he was once lost up someone's butt, too, but we covered that on a different episode.
Yes, so yes. I walked into Home Depot, and I said to the guy, I said, I want you to give me the biggest vibrator that you have, because Trish needs one. And he gave me a jackhammer, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
But one with handles, so you know it doesn't get sucked up there. You can
exactly. It's not going to disappear. We're not going to be like, Jack, bring it back. Exactly.
There is no coming back from that.
So. I hope you cleared it with Dr. Evan Goldstein.
Oh,
you'll have to tune in next week.
Yeah. Dr. G took one look at me and said,
no, you got to go.
No. I think we should put it down.
Goodbye. Oh, ooh, Chris, I was going to say don't hurt yourself, but I think you've got your mojo back. Welcome back. No, but it was intense. And so I ended up busting out the entire walkway all the way up to my front porch that I have. Well, what do you call that?
A front porch?
Yeah.
The deck.
That's a walkway.
That's like the main entrance.
The front deck. Yeah. And so I'm redoing everything in paver stones. We're doing millstone pavers and, you know, making everything really pretty and stuff. And boy, did I get a sunburn. Holy shit. And then I couldn't feel my body for 3 days because, of course, we worked Friday, Saturday. Nick supervised.
I did.
That's all he did.
Sounds right.
He just stood at the top of the porch and just doing that for years.
First of all, we were supposed to hang out on Friday, uh-huh. And I came over here knowing that you were doing some work out front.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was just placing stone. I show up and this bitch has a jackhammer.
I told
you. She's straight up tearing up the cement.
I had to get rid of it in order to
show up in flip-flops, and how the hell am I going to help you in flip-flops? Well,
but to your defense, though, you did pick up a couple of pieces of cement and threw them in the wheelbarrow that I bought, and I'm so butch now. It's insane.
He's so butch that he had to call one of our other gay friends to come over and
halfway
finish.
Through. Yeah, I was just like, I can't. I was like, can you just take this jackhammer? And because I was doing it wrong from the beginning, right? You're not supposed to let it dig all the way in. You're supposed to just let it tap on the top until it cracks.
Tap.
I was digging it all the way in because, you know, typical Latino man. You see a hole and you just go for it. But I was trying to dig it all the way in, and then it was so hard to pull it out. And I'm twisting the goddamn thing. I'm surprised I didn't even break that thing. Seriously. But then, you know, I figured it out, and then Edwin, of course, came over and did the rest of it for me.
We called in the closer.
Yeah, he did. He closed it. He hammered it down. I've never felt it much better than that. But overall,
I also met I also got a husband that day.
Did you?
Yeah, your neighbor.
Oh, who?
Do you remember your neighbor?
Do I remember my? She a little psycho, but
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But her son,
gorgeous.
Ha ha ha. Holy shit.
How did you meet him, though?
No. Okay.
We didn't.
So her son is gay and moved to California, I believe.
San Diego.
And
which is in California. Just put it out
just
there.
Just clear the area.
Clearly.
It might be in Pennsylsylvania.
She was
perhaps
walking
the capital.
She was walking her dog and she came up to me and she was like, well, she came up to all of us and then she was telling us about her son and then she showed me pictures of her son and I was like, hot damn. Holy shit. So hot. And if like you saw the mom, you'd be like, what?
Where did that come from?
But then she like, I guess, texted her son.
Yeah. She texted her son. She literally went on Facebook, showed us.
She took a photo of me from my Facebook page and sent it to her son and said, look, there are gay people in West Haven.
I almost died. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
So then she pulls back up after probably about, 15, 20 minutes? And she's like, my son's really mad at me right now.
Of course he would be. No, it was, but he was gorgeous.
Oh my God. Mad because she sent a photo of you?
No, because she's trying to hook him up.
Yeah. And he's with Trish.
Well, with Trish, exactly. I'd be pissed too.
Oh.
Oh no.
All the knives are upstairs, uh-oh, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
I moved Trish our knife
got
up
one
there.
In her back pocket, though.
Sean is so quiet.
No, I'm just saying, like, Nick will break his heart. Like, at the end of the day. Like, Nick's going to break his heart.
Whose heart?
Come on. No, you're going to do it, and you know you're going to.
Wait, whose heart?
The
neighbor boy.
The Pennsylvania guy.
You're going to totally break his
heart.
My heart's
been broken more than. I'm not a heartbreaker.
At the end of the day, you're going to break his heart.
Oh, you're going to break more than that. But anyway, so. Overall, it was a very interesting weekend. A lot happened, but I feel like there's
welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So I feel that there's a little backstory. You know, people have heard Bijan's voice before on our show, and Bijan has come on to talk about, you know, the Prospector podcast that he had at one point and his previous employment. And then you also talked about other things. Among those, your father was a toy maker.
Yeah.
I actually have one hanging over there.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah.
Chris, I don't know if you ever noticed.
I did notice that. I didn't connect the dots, though.
Oh, okay. So, anyway. And then, of course, Sean is also here. You guys all went to college together, and you were roommates. So, why don't we dive a little bit? I want the boys to tell me a little bit of what Trish was like, because we always hear his end of it. I want to hear your end of it.
It was you, Sean. You're the one who pooped on the leaf, weren't you?
Yeah. Let's start with Sean.
That was actually my junior year, which Sean was no longer there.
Pooped on the leaf?
Yeah. Somebody.
I unfortunately moved to Oklahoma from Connecticut.
I'm sorry.
So he had to ship the poop.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Right? Tornado Alley?
There's nothing there.
Nobody wants that.
It's just fields. Again,
of course there's nothing there.
It's fields, cows, and a lot of like manure to smell all the way up.
It's a lot of rodeos.
Yeah.
And no one cares at the end of the day.
Did you hop on the bull?
I personally fell off the bull.
Yeah, because
I tried it, but I fell off the bull.
That wasn't the kind of bull I was talking about.
Well,
okay.
You know, I'm just trying to go with what I experienced.
What are you guys talking about?
I want to hear about you. Dating a prostitute part.
But anyway, so.
That's all I got on to.
Nick Bussett was the stage manager.
Oh, that's a prostitute.
He was the stage manager in college.
Mm-hmm.
But he's your roommate at the same time.
Oh, Lord, that's got to be
so
tough.
You have somebody who just yells at you.
Right? That's about right.
Right? I don't care if you're in the fucking ensemble or...
Okay, can we just pause for a second? Because I didn't yell at everybody, Sean.
Just mostly
But if you got it a lot, there was a reason.
I'm not saying I was good.
Lord.
Which he still doesn't understand, by the way.
At least I didn't kick you out of rehearsal like I did to Poto.
Oh, Lord.
Go sit in the hallway.
So can you dish on something juicy that we may or may not know about on here on the show or about Nick that you could tell us during his college years?
Pretty much an open book.
I have one, but you're going to be mad.
Oh, awesome.
Do it.
Okay.
That was easy. Couple burgers, some sausage, and a salad, and this guy's open book here.
Yes. Nick slept with a woman. Freshman year.
I knew I smelt it the first time you said hi to me.
Nick.
I was like, bitch said it was a Caesar salad.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I wasn't wrong when I said it. I knew I had something to go with.
I cannot believe you're bringing that up right now.
The Roast of Trish,
when
part
I
two.
Said I wanted to be on this podcast, it's going down. Yeah. It's going down at this podcast. I'm happy to be a part of this.
Oh, oh my God. Jesus. So we've
That's
had...
my one, Nick. That's my one.
I'll Remember, Nick, love so is love.
Can you explain?
Is love is love.
Were you a witness to this?
the night of it, yeah.
Like, oh my God, we're like gasping right now.
Just you know, a lot of Dubra. Remember that bullshit?
Oh God,
like, it's terrible vodka.
I thought you were a classy bitch. You drank Dubra in
it's
high
college.
School.
She was in college.
We're
yeah.
all broke. Budget. We're all
yeah,
broke.
Budget,
Everybody's broke in college.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I would have found a way. I would have found me a rich daddy. Get me some.
She
freaking
did. She
Provigil.
Was sleeping with a lady. Like she was trying anything she
oh
could
my
to
God.
Move up.
Shut up. It happened She's one beat. Time, and I was drunk, and she knew I was gay. That's it, okay? It was like, I might as well give it a try.
Did you know what hole it was supposed to go in?
I figured it out.
Okay. She's a smart cookie.
That's the fun part.
Oh, her. Lord yeah. have mercy. So, Bijan, what do you have on him?
I don't really know. I think...
Oh, no. You just see the knife coming.
I don't remember... I don't know. You know, like, for me... I don't remember any of the really like sorry I gotta up on
you
the
promised to
up
be talking to the mic
get
I
on promise. That microphone like you're sucking it
I,
there oh it is
God. Here we go there it is I don't really remember any I don't think I really have any dirt on
it must
Nick,
be all that liquor
yeah I was drunk a significant amount of college so they tell me things and I'm like I fucking forgot about that
wifey yep. has anything changed he says he's been drunk he was drunk in
oh yeah not anymore no, no it's full no, 360 now.
Okay, he's good. Yeah. I love her. She's very sweet. Mm. You're lucky
she's
to have her.
She's gonna beat me when I get home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You promise?
I don't know, but you, Nick,
get that paddleboard.
Nick was very good about not turning the hand on Turner and talking about the dude he slept with in college.
You know? Oh, oh,
ouch!
Can we elaborate on this?
I mean, bring it on. I mean, bring it on. At this point, bring it on. Because honestly, let's hear what you got. Let's hear what you got. I might have told a. I might have sang a Disney song to a woman.
Oh, a whole new world.
No. Just around the river bend.
Just around the river bend. And that river bend kept just bending. You know?
Okay, so your roommate decides to take a girl out on a date, and you and your roommates come home,
really?
And he's in his room.
Really?
And yeah. all you hear is. Him singing Pocahontas
at the top of his lungs
to this chick.
I was a tenor.
Meanwhile,
back in the day.
I just want to make a point though. Did it work, Sean?
No, I didn't have that much game.
No,
I never had that much game in my life, man.
All right, well, listen, Sean, welcome to the show. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to put you on the spot like that.
It's all good.
That's how we do. You know, it's we get a little crazy.
Wait, did this girl have a penis? Is this what the joke? Yes, hold on, but yeah, that's the part yeah, I was waiting for.
Did she? No, she didn't.
She didn't.
Are you sure about that?
But he had to think about it. Which is that
I didn't get that far to actually. To be
I wasn't
quite
sure
honest.
If that's the thing that was bending. Like I wasn't sure where we were going with this.
For $1 million, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Heard.
All right.
I do have to say though.
Go.
Sean may have slept with a man in college. I don't know. I mean, I wanted to sleep with him at one point.
Give me your proof. Give me your proof.
I can't with these.
I don't have any.
Is there anyone that you've ever like not wanted to sleep with?
Yes, there are a few.
Okay.
But my roommates in college, besides Drew, I wanted to sleep with all of them at some point.
Oh, nasty. She's nasty. All right.
Sounds right.
Oh, Lord have
I
mercy.
I didn't.
It was college.
I didn't.
Everyone was sleeping with everyone.
Yeah.
At that point.
But with Trish, once
that's
you go
gonna
snatch,
be the title of
you never go back.
No, if you sleep with me, you end up leaving, so it doesn't really matter.
That's a valid point.
Really enough, I never had sex in college.
Yeah, yeah. If you're,
it's not that great.
Run for
if
your
you
life.
Up with, there have been some times where I had definitely woken up cuddling Nick. Don't get me wrong.
Those were nice.
Yeah, they were. He's a good cuddler.
And then you saw the face first thing in the morning.
And then I Ooh. Peel the face off my face.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I think this is going to be a great one. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right.
Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Before Trish, back to college. Here we go.
Before we keep going, we do have a message from one of our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Studio Sweden. If you're looking for an affordable headset with amazing sound quality, style, and comfort, head on over to studiosweden.com and take a look at the selection of headsets available. With an amazing variety, you are sure to find one that suits your style tonight. Use discount code GAYTALK2.0 for 15% off your entire order. And remember, it's free shipping worldwide. StudioSweden.com. Now back to the show.
Someone just took a hit of a line.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
We're throwing it back to episode 5.
No, 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 no. It was before episode 5. Yeah.
It is the season, right? Because summer's coming, yeah. And what were we talking about? That was like our diet for the summer. It was lettuce, coffee, and cocaine.
Yeah. In that order. Roll it all together. In like a lettuce wrap. Coffee, grounds, and cocaine. It's
you know what my diet is right now?
What?
Linen. It's flowy. It's not form-fitting. Just wear something that looks good. Linen, hello.
I would sweat in that like a pig.
Linen?
I sweat in everything.
You just look like a clothesline when you wear stuff like that. Like, you know?
All right.
Oh, so, is that mean?
So that little promo there was from Studio Sweden. It is one of our sponsors. Well, go away from the linen. But anyway, so Studio Sweden has been one of our sponsors that we've gotten many great gifts from them. And they've been with us for a while. And recently, they reached out to us again and sent us 3 new headsets for us to review, which we had the opportunity to do. We got them probably about a month back. So the company, this particular company produces high-end, exceptional quality headsets. And they sent us the Tray Black, which is one of the newer versions of their wireless in-ear model with a wingtip, which securely fits into your ear. And it's basically inspired by those that are active, that live an active lifestyle. And so we got them. Nick got one. I got one. Chris got one.
My name's Chris.
Huh?
I was going to say, my name's Chris. Super hard to remember, I'm
Don't
sure.
hurt yourself.
It looked like you were the one who was in pain there.
Oh, just a little bit. Anyway, so we ended up getting these headsets. We tried them on. We've actually been using them for about a month now. And now it's time to give it a little bit of love and talk about it and talk about how we feel about the headset and, you know, give everyone an honest feedback about them. So why don't we start with you, Chris?
Okay, I'll take this one. Chris is like, I'm not.
No, he's shaking his head. He's like, no. Okay, fine. Trish.
So they're great.
Uh-huh.
They're wireless. The, you know, connection's really great.
4.2
what's really awesome about them, though,
yeah,
is that they come with different attachments. So for your ear size, you can make it smaller or larger mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother you. Because I know for me, like when I listen to like, when I put my earbuds in from like Apple, my ears hurt after a while.
Mm-hmm.
These actually, since they have the different sizes, they fit perfectly and I don't feel any pain and they're great.
They go from like infant to elephant. Like those are the 3 different sizes that they have.
Well, one of the good things is, you know, this particular headset that they sent over, it is Bluetooth connectivity. It is wireless. It is for someone who's very active. If you're a person that likes to run or exercise, these headsets are definitely for you. One of the best things is that it has a 9-hour battery life for consistent use.
I've charged them once since I've had them.
And, you know, we've had the opportunity to actually try other headsets as well. The headset that I'm wearing tonight, that I've been using ever since we got it the first time last year, I use on the show because I think they're just exceptional headsets. The quality is great. Everything is very clear. So in my experience, I tried it. I have several different headsets that I use. It depends on where I am. But, you know, if I go hiking or running, these are perfect because they not only sit well within your ear, but it has the line that wraps around. So if one falls off, let's say, for example, it's not going to like fall off and dangle down the street like your typical Apple AirPod would. If you lose one of those suckers and you go to replace it, man, they charge you an arm and a leg. And, you know, one of the best things too.
Were you just nasty about Apple?
I love Apple. Don't get me wrong. But seriously, they charge you an arm and a leg if you lose one of those fuckers. You might as well just buy a whole brand new set because one of them will cost you like $70. And the set is $149 with a brand new box. So I might as well. Anyway, the price points are very decent. It's $99 for this particular set that we got and we tried. We'll put a picture of it on our on our post for
and
today.
You get how much off if you use that?
You get 15% off of your purchase if you use Gay Talk 2.0 as your discount code. And of course, it's free shipping worldwide, and it is amazing. So, and Christopher has nothing to say. Just throw. Yeah. Goodbye.
I think you two spoke to it perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, if you're interested, make sure that you visit studiosweden.com. We'll have the website also on the actual post for today's show, and you guys can actually take a look at all of the selections of headsets that they have available. It's amazing. So thank you to Studio Sweden for sending us the headsets. And we look forward to continue working with this company and seeing what they come up with next. It's amazing.
Yes.
Good talk.
All right. All right. Moving on. So Christopher or Nick, which Chris. One? Who would like to? You know what, Christopher, you start first. What? Being that you dodged the last question. What do you got for us today?
I was just following your lead.
Don't hurt yourself.
Well, I did have an inspirational tweet. I just want to put out there because it's Memorial Day. So I just want to say, you know, happy Memorial Day. Those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud of how well our country is doing today. Best economy in decades. Lowest unemployment numbers for blacks and Hispanics ever, all caps, and women in 18 years. Rebuilding our military and so much more. Nice.
Fuck her.
Wait, so wait, who tweeted that out?
The only one who could put the me in Memorial Day. The President of the United States of America.
Hashtag not my president.
I just thought that was lovely, Mr. Trump. Go away.
Anyway, goodbye.
Okay, so this weekend, Chris sent us a text message.
I knew I was waiting for this to come
up. Yeah. Yes, yeah, he sent us a text.
You didn't reply to it.
I usually don't.
No, but you laughed. You read it.
I did.
And he asked us a question, a very simple question. And he said, what's the same between...
What do my lactose pills and the Trump presidency have in common?
And so clearly I had no idea.
So he sent the shoulder shrug emoji.
Yes, mm-hmm. As I do.
I remember this now.
And then Chris replied with...
Their expiration date, 11/20.
Just to remind everyone.
I was pooping when I took out my lactose pills, and I was like, well, got to be prepared for these later. I was like, well, look at that.
So you were pooping while you took your lactose pill.
Well, no, I was just like thinking about them. I was like, so I don't have to do this again tonight. Make sure I take lactose pills. And then I looked at the date, and I thought that was quite funny.
Did you text us while you were?
Actually, I thought of Donald Trump when I was pooping, to be honest, but that's what segued.
I have Donald Trump toilet paper.
No, you never got the toilet paper.
Oh, I have the toilet paper and soap.
Oh, remember when Hartman gave us the poopy picker-upper bags? That was Donald Trump and his hair was like a poop.
I'm still waiting to redo the bathroom downstairs, and then I'm going to put a big picture of that asshole right on the wall, so every time I take a shit, I can
of his asshole?
No, of the asshole.
Oh.
On the wall, so every time I take a shit, I can look at him and go, like, I wouldn't even need a squatty potty for that. Like, seriously. But I do have toilet paper with his face on it. Nice. And I have a bar of soap. It's Trump soap and everything. Oh, yeah, I'm going to deck the whole bathroom
out.
What's
the lowest toilet paper prices have been in 18 years?
Oh, it's probably like, you know, $500.
So happy Memorial Day. Hello. Thanks for serving.
Mm.
No, seriously, thank you for serving.
Serious. Very serious. It is Memorial Day, and we take this holiday to remember all those fallen soldiers that have, left us in the line of duty, serving and protecting our country and protecting our freedoms and our ability to call our president, you know, if we wanted to. Again, freedom of speech, all of that is, they fought for that and they died for that. So even for us to be able to call that idiot in the office an asshole.
A lot of families out there that have, like, you know, husbands, brothers, mm-hmm. you know, sisters. You know, wives in the military, man.
And not many
you
of
gotta,
them...
You gotta hold that up a little bit.
Yeah, and not many Absolutely. Of them come home, you know? A lot of them don't come home, and that's the sad part. It's the reality of being
imagine
able
that.
To live
imagine
in a
that.
Country.
Oof. That. Signing up. Just imagine signing up. That's a crazy thought in itself.
Did you ever consider doing military?
Oh, absolutely.
Did
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yeah. At one time, Scott Condon.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me out of it.
Yeah, we've had him on the show as well.
Yeah.
Seriously, like all of Nick's friends have been on the show. Sean was the only one that was waiting. So
yeah, no, I know, and he kept reminding me.
So let me explore this a little bit with you. So you had a conversation with Scott. You wanted to go into the military. What branch?
Army. Okay. Army. Probably that was the only thing I was probably qualified for. Like, Air Force is ridiculous.
He looks more like a Navy boy to me, personally.
Yeah. Once you go down...
I can't.
So you gotta understand. You gotta understand. These guys have been torturing me since 2005,
and you just love it.
And I love it because I tortured them.
That's amazing. So you had
I'll get the van.
So you had a conversation with Scott, and Scott talked
you out
of it. I like
the poop deck joke, by the way. I'm just putting that out there.
I wedged it in.
You did.
Okay, so we need to just say out loud that we've had a barbecue today and we've had beers throughout the day. So this is the first time I'm sitting back and listening to our show and being like, this is like the Idiots Radio show. Right
it kind of does sound like
is this bad radio?
This is amazing. And shout out to the Idiots. We haven't talked about them in a long time.
Well, we've been super busy.
Buddies.
No, we shouldn't.
No, Schmo would never let us hang up.
We tried to play cornhole, but Schmo had to poop today. So, priorities. Yeah, who gets the cornholes?
But no, I want you to answer. You had a conversation with Scott when you decided that you wanted to do it. And what did he tell you?
You got to think about it. I'm 17 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about my future. I'm thinking about money. I'm thinking about what I'm interested in. All right. So my interest was theater at the time. I just came out of, high school. I went to acting school throughout that time. Just really enjoyed myself, but at the same time, I was something tells me just maybe give it a shot because maybe I'm not that good of an actor or anything like that. I want to go into the army, at least that's a good fallback spot on. You're going to make a career out of something of that nature. At 17 years old, you got to think about it. You're not thinking about yourself at that time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're joining the army, you're not thinking about yourself.
Well, you're thinking about others.
Your summers are gone. Mm-hmm. Everything is gone. And that's the commitment it takes. And that's what I respect about the army. I thought about it, but Scott, he was like, let's go to college. And, that's my best friend from high school. And he was like, let's go to college and let's do the theater thing. I was like, all right.
That's awesome.
And I met Nick, met Bijan.
I'm sorry that you guys met this, but
met you guys.
Gone into the army.
Yeah, right. I was like,
I don't know, man. Now that I think about it, it scares the shit out of me, to be quite honest, because that's Iraq war, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
there's no chance I'm not going to Afghanistan or Iraq.
Well,
and fighting.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you have to fight.
Well,
you have to fight.
You never know.
You have to fight.
At any point, the U.S. could be like, oh, we're going to war again.
We're always at war.
Yeah.
Exactly. Always.
Well, we have been.
Majority of the time I've been on this earth, our nation's been at war.
The longest running war right now is our existing war that we've had in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's lasted forever. And
the United States needs to stop policing.
Well,
the world.
That's a hard pill to swallow. How do you can't just stop.
You can have friends with other people, but why can't those friends take care of it themselves? If you're friends with them, doesn't mean you got to step full fledged into a fucking war.
But you also have to think about the fact that we are at this point, until 2016, we're the most influential power in the world, and we have a lot of money and a lot of strength. And with that comes a certain responsibility for us to be able to do right by others and try to, instill beliefs and also democracy in these countries where they don't have it and where people don't have rights and where
gay
men and women are being persecuted for not being able to be who they are, right? We have that.
Right.
And so as a top leading nation, it is our obligation spread that message.
Hasn't our involvement in other countries, though, created more issues, in we're giving weaponry and information?
It's not helping those
countries. It's
what's the point of, spreading a democracy where a democracy was not ever, started?
You can't force democracy. It has to grow.
I'm not saying let's free the people or anything of that nature, but at the same time, what's the point?
I don't agree with war. Right, I don't think that we should have ever gone into
last reserve. Is what
yeah, but if you want peace, prepare for war. Yeah. Like
I don't think that we should have ever went into Iraq. First of all, that we went into Iraq with
that's repeating the same argument. Yeah. You know, like that's like you'll never have constant peace.
Absolutely, unfortunately, yeah, that's how we've been since the dawn of man.
Mm.
Yeah, but if you want change, you have to be prepared for those kind of, you know, you have to be able to make a shift in thought, right? Mm-hmm.
Does anybody
and the only way
actually
you're gonna do that is by being like, no, we're not gonna have war.
It's either that or knock the fucker down and build it back up.
Yeah, but that just creates more.
Exactly.
You know, you can't, you know, like you can't stop war by making more war.
Right.
You know,
that's always been the excuse. But it's so difficult when you become the police of the world to just mm-hmm. one day
yeah,
be like,
absolutely.
Nah, done. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you gotta slowly start changing. Yeah.
Well, I hope that we get to a point where peace is, you know, well, at least we're not warring. I would like to see a point in time in history where there is no war at all, at least for 1 year. Like, we could say none of these nations are at war.
And it's okay. We're making America great again.
I think there are reasons why you need to go to war. There are absolutely justifiable reasons.
Absolutely, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, they're not clearly defined enough, you know, like people just use it now and are like, oh, now we've got to go to war for this. It's like, in my opinion, like World War II, mass genocide. There's mass genocide in Africa right now, but mm-hmm. you don't see the United States going into Africa. And
no,
like,
it's just discrimination.
Stop killing these people, because it's like black on black genocide.
No,
like,
because there's nothing there. Like,
there's nothing to benefit.
There's
from
nothing
it.
To benefit from it, which is why they're not going to go in there. They
and
need
to
oil.
Me, those are things that you know. You
that's
can
why the Middle
well,
East
I mean,
has
like,
been.
Hitler was also trying to take more territory. It wasn't just about the mass genocide. I mean, like, that is a huge
reason. Imminent threats.
Right.
And it was also keeping the Soviets at bay.
Not
we had to have
that,
control of half of Europe.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that mass genocide is okay in Africa. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there were so many elements to that situation.
But does anybody see, like, an imminent war coming?
No, exactly. Which is why
don't.
There's no point in having
like,
a war.
Like,
right
I understand
now.
Everybody's divided, and, you know, everybody's, like, all over the place for their own correct reasons. And
well,
there's nothing wrong with anything. But my point is I don't see an imminent war coming.
No, I just
World
see
World War III, everybody's got this, like, it's on a pedestal of, like, World War III. Like, it is, like, the worst of the worst that could ever happen.
Well, that's because if it ever happens again, it would
sure,
be a world
sure,
war, and
but,
it would be
but,
the end of times.
You know,
like,
two generations ago it happened. You're going to tell me we're too, like, not okay with it to happen? Like, we're too afraid of it?
No, but two generations ago, there wasn't such a connection via the internet. There wasn't such clear communication.
Sure,
there wasn't
sure.
such intelligent design for weaponry.
But they weren't afraid of it.
No.
In my opinion.
Well, no, but I think social media,
golden age.
We still had nuclear war at that point, though. Like, nuclear war is, like, once we got to that point, to me, that's, like, a game changer.
Which is
literally,
why we had
we can eliminate
Harry Truman.
All life on this planet
right.
with, like, button press.
Which is why we had, like, the Cold War. Like, it was just a who
it's
can threaten
threat.
Each other more, and we're not going to do it. Because we saw two global conflicts in a matter of 20 years. You know, it's not, we're not too afraid to do it again. Like, we've done it before. But that's why we had the Cold War, because it could be complete annihilation at the push of a button.
Yes. And, you know,
who's
the
got
thing
the keys
is,
to that, by
oh,
the way.
Lord.
I don't want to talk about
that.
Oh, no.
Someone's
that's
got just, this this that's a tough call, because nobody wants that.
Well,
nobody wants. Nobody
left
wants. Nobody. Nobody wants
go,
to be.
Can we go back to me
saying,
cuddling with Nick in college?
But you know what? But I do want to move on. But you know what the cool thing about this country is? It's what you're just saying. Like, who has control of those keys? The most incredible thing about this country is the peaceful transfer of powers. When you see these divided elections that we've had recently, the second the inauguration is happening, there's a man standing next to Barack Obama with a suitcase in his hand. And the second Donald Trump was sworn in as president, he just shifts to the other side next to Donald Trump's hand. And he then has the suitcase next to Donald Trump. No other nation in the world does something like that. And at the end of the day, that's what's so great about this country.
That football. Keep an eye on it. Mm. They call it the football, by the way. You know, that briefcase with all the codes in it and stuff. But anyway.
I hope somebody's changing those codes, so if he ever decides to, it doesn't actually happen.
I hacked it.
I don't
it.
Think any
I
codes are
them.
Happening. Yeah. I just don't see it. I don't think anything's imminent.
Well,
no, I know, but, like, Donald Trump's a dumbass, and he...
Whether he's a dumbass or not, I don't think those keys are coming,
my
man.
Biggest worry with him is if he feels as though somebody is attacking his integrity or his ego, he will use that as a way to to initiate war.
He did that with North Korea. He mm-hmm. literally threatened a nation, a separate nation with nuclear warfare because his ego got
It's also
hurt.
A nation that doesn't like have any other nations involved with it with trading. Mm-hmm. Like, but North Korea does not trade with anybody else.
But
he's the only one who like actually called in on it.
But when you think about, you know, you have two men who are exactly the same. They're both just as vain and all about
alpha
power.
Males. And alpha males. That's all you got
to
say.
It's
just
funny
alpha
to
males.
See the the interaction.
King John, like what's like all the girls go crazy. It's like the Beatles with him.
Trump isn't an alpha male. He's
no. What girls? Like in North Korea, North Korea girls, like they go,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
this dude is like the Beatles back in the day.
Let me tell you, they do that out of fear.
It's terrible.
They do it out of fear. You know,
actually, yeah. Not even to be honest, they're just so like Bijan said, they're brainwashed. It's not even fear; they literally think this man is their god.
They do it,
and it shouldn't be like that. And it shouldn't be like that.
Here,
at
you got to get a porn star to pay, you know, get paid $130,000 to keep it hush hush.
But it's only $130, right? Mm. It's terrible.
I'd stay quiet.
So, on a lighter note,
uh-huh. That'd pay off my credit card debt. Are you going to talk about gay stuff, Nick?
Yes, I'm going to talk about gay stuff. Because this is a gay show.
I forgot. Sorry, I'm still learning.
Be nice
we're
going to
talk
guests.
About
hey,
North Korea.
We're just here for the ride, man.
Oh.
Be nice to our guests.
I want to talk a little bit about Anderson Cooper.
Oh, Lord.
I love him.
He's leaving adorable. The room.
We all love him.
That's
He's
my
a beautiful
daddy.
Man.
Be nice to him.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was... I got on my pedestal point. About... gay men being, you know, like mm-hmm. being negative toward other gay men or to themselves and just like taking, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So anyway, so I said something that week. I said something like this. I think being gay is a blessing and it's something I'm thankful for every single day. Now, for some reason, this quote is online by Anderson Cooper, but I'm pretty goddamn sure I said it on Gay Talk 2.0 first. I'm just saying.
What day did you say that on? What day of the week was it?
I don't know. It was a Monday.
I feel like I heard him say it on a Sunday.
Mm. Maybe it must have been the Sunday following my Monday.
I can't.
I love you, Anderson, but that's my goddamn quote.
I think it was the time zone differences. That's probably what
So
it
you're
was.
Saying Anderson stole your quote.
I am.
He's listening okay. now. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to say to him, Nick?
Anderson, I love you.
You're a Vanderbilt.
Let him know.
I'm coming for you.
Be my daddy. I'll shut her down.
I just want to know if someone who grays that quickly up top gets like the quick grays
oh
down below.
Oh my God.
Because my pubic hair is not gray. Yeah, but my pubic hair is not gray.
I want to know.
No, I don't think so.
I want to know.
He's probably got a big brown bush down there.
I want to know.
I'm sure it's lovely.
I want to know if the carpets, you know, match the drapes. I do. No, but you know, Anderson.
If you're listening, put out a quote about your pubic hair.
Anderson, if you're listening,
just
and
for
I'm
men
wrong, I'm
up
sorry.
Top and down below.
And if Trish comes after men. You.
Tell me that bitch don't listen to our show.
She might.
Hello?
But if Trish comes after you,
I've never seen this quote before.
I have a basement with a lot of concrete. I will be more than happy to go rent that jackhammer again, bust out a nice little 8x4 and just throw him in there and put more concrete over him. You'll never see him.
We
You'll
do not endorse murder here on Gay Talk 2.0.
I didn't say I was going to murder him. I was just going to say...
just saying we don't endorse it in case it happens.
I just say I was going to throw him in the hole.
Mm. Heard.
Murder.
Mom, if you're listening again, please stop.
Mom, we love you. So, anyway, so Anderson stole Chris's... Nick's...
Yeah, you cannot get our names right today.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what happens when you're out
getting
cooking.
Old.
Anderson Cooper stole my quote.
It's all
fine,
that smoke.
But... It was mine.
See how many more laughs we got in the last 4 minutes than we did in the first 45? I like that.
It's
close enough. Close enough.
It's
you haven't checked the time.
Minutes.
The first half was not funny.
All right, shout out to you for having a wonderful Memorial Day picnic.
Well, thank you for coming, guys. It's amazing to have you guys here with us and share in our little picnic. Okay. We do this every year. Last year, we did it. I miss my porch.
You didn't know Andy?
I don't know that,
love
dude.
Andy.
Just FYI. That,
what?
Turner's girlfriend had to bring him a picture.
Show a picture.
Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper.
You didn't know who Anderson
Cooper
was? Cut his mic.
It reminded... Really? Really?
Actually, I'm going to second that. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't care about that part.
I don't know Anderson... Well, like, it doesn't matter.
He's a fantastic
Gandalf the
journalist.
Gray Bush.
Anderson 360. He's like one of the most reputable and most respected journalists in America right now.
Fake
and
news.
Why should I listen to him?
And he's gay.
But he's amazing, though, because he does the things that nobody wants to do. Like, he goes into these war-torn nations and really, like, digs with the people and, like, he's not afraid to, like, get himself in situations.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe that any freaking media tells me the truth.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You might as well just slap on a Make America Great Again hat on and just call it a day.
I mean, you got to give me a little bit, like, on conspiracy theory.
No, because, you know, you were on theater. It wouldn't count. All right. Okay. Everybody in theater hates Trump. Am I right? You do.
No,
I'm not everybody in theater.
Oh, honey, you
I didn't vote for Trump.
It would be, honestly, it would be weird to see.
Can you imagine
he's not
Patty
making
LuPone?
It a second term? Let's be quite honest.
Don't say that.
I don't know
don't
about that.
That.
To be honest, I don't think you're right there.
I didn't think he was going to get voted in.
I don't know, man.
I think he'll win a second term.
I think he'll last longer than my lactate pills will. Oh,
really?
He totally. He's poised. He's poised to win a second election. Yeah. More likely than he would lose it.
Oh.
Buckle up.
Yep. Yeah, we need to be, like, seriously.
Move your stocks now. Just move them.
We need
move them to bonds.
Prepare ourselves for the reality that this man may get reelected because, you know, there's people in America that think that this man is the world.
And the Democrats can't get it together. So that's another issue.
The problem is
the Democrats.
Neither can the independents.
They fucked it up the first time.
I mean, the independents need help today. Getting their thoughts.
Hey,
together,
the Democrats are the
where's
second
the, where's
leading party.
Where's the gay party at, guys? Come on. We're waiting for the gay party.
Honey, you're at it.
Oh. Yeah, right?
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, listen.
They were the Uyghurs back in the day.
You literally
right?
came
Wigs.
To a
the
house
Wigs. The Wigs.
That's owned
the
by
Wigs.
A gay man for
the
a
Wiggers
barbecue.
Is a different party.
A little bit. I'm pretty sure the Uyghurs voted for Trump
like, yo,
there.
Yo, I'm
or they're on his side
what
now.
Did you just say?
No,
he said Uyghur first.
I said Uyghur. The Uyghur
yeah,
party.
I was like,
Wiggers,
oh,
Wiggers are fine. But like,
it's been a while
at the end of the day,
my,
at the end of the day.
Elementary history.
I personally don't believe he's going to get voted in for a second term. I'm sorry. To me, like, the way the world, like, screwed up, like, some people will say they screwed up.
Oh, it wasn't the
I'm
world.
Not saying, I'm,
it
I'm
was
not
America.
Saying, yeah. I get it.
We screwed
I
up.
I get it. At the same time, did something new have to come in than Hillary? Because at the same time, she kind of sucked, in my opinion. In
well,
my
yeah.
opinion.
I am sick and tired of
get
fucking hearing. I'm just gonna say this out loud.
Triggered.
I am sick and tired of hearing people say, I voted for Trump because Hillary, you know, she was horrible or not good enough or whatever. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, seriously, Trump is a fucking massive devil piece of shit gibbon motherfucker.
Yeah!
And we all know this to be true. So I'm sick and tired of hearing that I didn't vote for Hillary because she wasn't good enough. Bitch, she knew what the fuck she was going to do.
But
she knew how to do it. Whether she was there for four years or not, it doesn't matter. She would have been way better than Trump.
That I would give. I think she would have been a better president no matter how corrupt and nasty she is.
Gary Johnson, baby.
I'm sorry.
Turner. I didn't mean to go off.
Turner. We love you, baby. All right, listen. Shall we take a break?
Gary yes.
Johnson.
Let's take a break.
Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's some music. We'll be right back.
My head gets caught in the moment, but my heart doesn't know it. Heart doesn't know it. Somehow I'm lost in the lonely, but it's too hard. Do I fall in love? Do I fall in love? Do I fall in love?
right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. From the break, that was Dance With Me by Davis Mallory, one of our previous guests here on the show. Officially one of my favorite songs. I love the rhythm of that song. It just gets me going. I'm sitting here behind the mic, just sort of kind of hands up in the air and doing all that good stuff. So gay. I know.
Twins are out.
Yes, they are. Cheers to my twins, Mercedes and...
Benz?
Yeah, you got it. I'm proud of you.
No, I thought it was Mercedes and Porsche.
Yeah.
Was it
Porsche? It's totally not Benz.
I don't know. She had a baby. Now I have three. Now I have one for milk, one for water. The other one's out of water.
Nice.
Keep that in mind.
We'll fill it with vodka.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'd hate to be that baby, but sure.
Speaking of vodka. Should we explain our...
cocktail in the second half of the
show? Our cursive? Yes. Why we've been so fucking... This is, you know, let's never have this one again because it was all like, you take one sip and we're like, let's talk genocide. Like, come on. Like, can we stick with the tequila, please, people?
Seriously. So what are we drinking today, Mr. Christopher?
We are proud of our Pride Punch.
That's right.
And we're doing the Pride Punch. Why? Because Pride Month is next month, right, Nick?
Yes.
In the month of July?
Yeah, close.
Yeah, no, of course. We are approaching Pride Month, the entire month of June. Hopefully New Haven will light up the Q Bridge once again.
I hope so.
And they all the rainbow colors. They did not. Anywho, we'll wait for that when the day comes. So as my cursive starts to set in, I'm not going to blame it on the tequila shot, or Tito's, right? Teas are tricky.
Yeah.
So our cocktail today again is the Pride Punch. It consists of these levels of ingredients are clearly for
these nuts.
Levels. I can't. Sorry.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and read these ingredients as is. So for one cocktail, this is per person, make sure you have 1.5 cups of Smirnoff Ruby Red vodka.
I like that. Wait. I like that. 1.5 cups?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Are we making a pitcher or are we just making one cocktail?
This is for a pitcher, but Chris thinks it's for one person.
Grab your dump your fish out, dump your fish down the toilet, and take its bowl and make your cocktail in this. 1.5 cups Smirnoff Ruby Red vodka, grapefruit vodka, 1.5 cup grapefruit juice. We suggest Ruby Red because the white is very fucking bitter. 1.5 cups club soda. Squeeze some limes. It says it serves 8, but, you know, it's a personal one. It's like a scorpion bowl kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
What are the health benefits of...
Yeah, well, do we have a salad in this one?
It's delicious. It's nutritious. Grapefruit is good for your skin. You know,
and that's it.
And you're gonna get drunk.
It's amazing. Anyway,
grapefruit is good for your skin. You know, I
throw a carrot in there. You can see better at night. You know, for us light eyed people. Yeah,
yeah,
it's delicious and
awesome.
Nutritious as always.
That's amazing.
Resident doctor nutritionist. Mm. No MD needed.
Yeah,
heard.
Definitely.
Just the D. Anyway. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think we've ever said this on the show, but we do have a cocktail during every show. We like to have a cocktail and sit around the table and talk and be honest with each other and talk about important things, but we do...
Are you high?
Why am I high?
I'm just asking a question.
No, but what I'm going to say is
here's a question I've never asked on the show before. Are you high?
I am not high. I am not smoking anything.
I wish I was
high. Or taking anything.
I think it's in the air.
Or sniffing anything.
I need everybody to take a hold for a second. Deep breath. Tommy, what were you saying?
What I want to say
I thought you were going to ask him if he was high again.
I don't think we've ever said this on the show, but I do like to remind people that, you know, we do drink and we like to have a good time. We like to be able to get together and be honest and just have a good time with cocktails in hand. That being said, make sure that you guys drink responsibly. Don't go drinking and driving and getting yourself into all these crazy situations, getting your car taken away and all that good stuff. Just, you know. Got to throw that out there.
Because according...
That's what you've never said.
There it is.
I was like, I got it.
That's exactly what I did. You didn't let me finish before you like
chimed
in.
You just
need
a DD,
like...
man.
I thought you were going like, we've never talked about the drink. And I was like,
pretty sure, right?
Talking about the drink every time.
As we know, according to our resident New Haven police officer, Ubers for pussies. Learn how to drive drunk.
Dave.
Not my words.
That's propaganda right there.
I was not on the show when that was said. I'm just saying.
Seriously. Oh, we burned you that show. That was so much fun. We drove to D.C. and she was in the backseat sleeping and dying.
We literally had a police officer on the show.
Like five times.
Like five times, right? But once he did say, he goes like, these pussies need to learn how to drive drunk. Ordering an Uber is just unacceptable.
And I was like, I will pay my $13 each way to get shit-faced.
Gas.
Are you fucking kidding?
That's also terrifying.
Do you remember that Uber that we took that one time?
Oh, which one?
We were with all your friends.
Oh, going back to my place? That was so much fun.
And so much money.
Oh, the one with the surge, where it's usually $13 and it costs Trish like $80. That was hilarious.
No, the Uber that I really enjoyed was the one that we caught going to the train station when we went to see Hans Hershey. You remember all the decorations?
It was a Polish dude with a duct tape buggy.
All over. It had all these decorations and crazy duct tape colors. The entire car. There was not one inch of the inside of that car that was not covered in duct tape. It was very interesting.
I was
like, holy shit.
It was
cool. All right.
I do remember leaving that Uber. I remember weird. What was that song? Dun da 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 dun. What's it? Yeah, that's what's it called? Now I'm blanking on the name. Jose and I were arguing over it.
Skidomarinky dinky.
All right, move it on.
All right, so listen.
Heart and soul. Heart and soul. It was heart and soul.
That's funny though.
Right? See, somebody got it. Leave it to the straight guy.
Move it on.
Anyway, before we move on, I wanted to talk about something that was very interesting today. So we were having a barbecue and we have friends over. And Mr. Turner's girlfriend, she brought a lipstick. So for all of our, sisters and brothers and
whoever
that likes to wear makeup, right, you have to get this lipstick. It's called Mushroom, right? I think that's the brand. And this particular color is Princesa number A110. It is freaking interesting.
He's getting to the point.
I am. When you pull this fucker out, it's a penis.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a lipstick of a penis, and then you just go up and down and up and down. And I was like, okay, I'm just trying to get it in without hitting the head because, nobody ever likes to get teeth on the head. So
a little teeth is okay.
No one wants to get smudged.
A little teeth.
I thought it was...
To remind you that they have teeth. Like, it's not like they're missing all of their teeth.
Hey, gummies.
There's nothing wrong with a gum job.
Exactly.
The gummies.
There's nothing
wrong. I don't want
wrong.
It to feel like you're, like the end of a Sour Patch Kid, like before you start to decide to like swallow it. I don't want to know that that's their mouth.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't like that feeling. Like, just remind me you got a full mouth of teeth.
I think I'm going to just step away from the show for the rest of the day.
All right, so we need to reel it back in, and we're going to talk about Pride, right? Because Pride's coming up. We're going to give you some dates and stuff and things that are happening throughout the month of June and beyond. But I wanted to talk about something that came out in the newsfeed, which was very disturbing to me. So there's a Republican politician who at this point could be facing criminal probe after filming herself harassing a transgender woman. And you all know how we feel about our transgender brothers and sisters. It is just absolutely unacceptable to just attack someone for being who they are. And I don't think that, it should be done, and people should have the freedom to be who they are, who they want to be, and live in their own truth. So this was posted by Pink News at pinknews.com. The writer was Nick Duffy. Another Nick. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And he writes the following. A Republican candidate who live-streamed herself harassing a transgender woman in a bathroom could face a criminal probe. Jasmina Savendra, I guess that's her name, who is running as a Republican in California's 44th Congressional District, broadcasting a shocking incident on Facebook Live earlier this month. The candidate, who's also a spokesperson for the group Latinos for Trump, filmed herself shouting abuse.
Well, there you go.
At a transgender woman that was using the bathroom at a Denny's restaurant in California. She appeared to involve herself in the incident after another customer complained, telling the audience, I am trying to use the ladies' room and there's a man here saying that he's a lady. This guy insists that he's a lady. And she goes on and on and on, and we can all surmise what that incident would have been like. But, it's like, we were having this conversation earlier today outside, right? We were having a conversation about transgender folks being able to use the bathroom, which they identify with, and what happens when you force them to go to a bathroom that, you know, really doesn't coincide with who they are physically or in appearance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you say, okay, well, I still think that you're a man, you should go to the men's room. What happens when you as a man walk into that men's room and find a woman either peeing at a urinal or peeing in a stall? What is the reaction of the average straight man?
Well, I don't think she would choose
a urinal. I think it would be, yeah, I think.
Well, it would depend. You don't know, because at this point, just because you transition doesn't mean that you cut it off or that you don't have it or that you still have it. There's a very, very wide spectrum of what transitioning means, right? So where do they go then, right?
So I think really this is where this is ridiculousness comes in, because like they should go in whichever one they fucking want to go in. Like, yeah. Sorry, can you hear me now? I'm terrible with this mic.
That's okay.
Terrible. Really, go in the one you want to go in, trans people. Whichever one you feel comfortable in, like, go in. Like, that should not be your concern to be bothered with. Like, to me, it's like, if I went in, right, and I saw somebody who looked like a girl using the urinal, I'd probably be like, that's a little weird. Would be the first thing that would come to my mind. And then I'd probably be like, I'm just not going to be in this situation, and I'm probably just going to go outside and wait till they're done and then come back in.
But why?
Because to me, it would be a little awkward, because that's not something you see every day, you know?
Think of it as like a two-person bathroom, and one person's in there, but the door's unlocked.
And I could understand someone being shocked by that, but I think in that case, here would be my concern, is that person feeling they have to use that bathroom because it's something that they're being forced to use, or are they feeling that using that bathroom because that's the bathroom they feel more comfortable in?
Yeah, no, so here's my thing, right? So I think that people need to step out of their situation for 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to just take a step back. If you were living as a man for, say, 16, 18, 20 years of your life, 40 years of your life, knowing that you were born to be female, you know how uncomfortable and how horrible your life must have been until that moment when you decided to come out and transition? I don't care as a heterosexual if you're uncomfortable, because that person has been put down their entire life. You need to take a step back and support them in any way that you can, which means if you feel uncomfortable, wait to go to the bathroom. But you don't need to fucking say anything. You need to support those people. And also, at the same token, most of the time, same with me, I can't tell.
No, you can't.
I can't tell.
But it's not about that. See, the problem is that, you know, we need to remember that when we go to the bathroom, we're going to the bathroom to use the bathroom.
Mm.
Right? There's nothing sexual about it.
But think about all of the people that are afraid to go to the bathroom because they're transgender.
But the problem is that the heterosexual community, and I'm not saying that you guys do this, because we have two straight men sitting with us here on the show. The heterosexual community automatically attributes being transgender or even gay as something sexual. So if you are a person who is a transgender or gay and you're in a bathroom that you normally would not be seen in, it automatically goes to this is a pervert, or this person is a sexual deviant, or no, this person is just trying to relieve themselves like you do every goddamn motherfucking day.
May I ask you one thing?
Yes.
All right, so in like 15, 20 years, is that person's belief gonna not be around anymore? Because of my personal
opinion. What do you mean?
I don't believe in like 15, 20 years ago, there's some people that like believe that, you know, it's terrible.
What?
But like gay people. But at the same time, like, you take away from it, it's...
Well, you do, and
There's some people in 15, 20 years... That generation is going to be gone.
Yeah, they're going to be dead.
And then it's the actual people that are there right now. That's what I want. You're saying that there's room for growth. There's going to be that little bit of group that still believes in that BS.
Hold on, but it shouldn't be like that. Hold on. So what I'm hearing, and I'm not trying to be combative, but what I'm hearing is we should just wait another 15 years until everybody's dead to be comfortable in who we are?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I just do believe that time is time.
Yeah, no, he's definitely right. There's going to be a lot less opposition.
You're right.
Yeah.
You can't tell some people's beliefs to die.
But isn't like that mindset? No, isn't that
you just
mindset?
Need them to die.
Like we don't, you know, like some people there's some people, change. Like, yeah, you're not going to change that.
Right, right. But isn't that mindset, though, being instilled in other people, younger people, because...
Yeah, that doesn't mean
I don't
you
know.
Don't...
I don't know. Not
that doesn't
anymore.
Mean you don't keep doing what you're doing, you know? Like I agree. Yeah, there are some people who you will never change their mind, and they were going to be like that till they die.
And they're going to die.
But you still have to keep putting up the fight. You still have to keep, you know, advocating. You still have to be doing what it is you do, because Nick's, you know, I think what Nick's getting at too is right, is like those people will spread that mentality to future generations mm-hmm. if you don't put up that.
There will always be bigoted people. I mean, that's never going to go away. But we do need to bring more awareness to the situation. And people need to understand that when someone's going to the bathroom, it's simply to relieve themselves.
But so here's
it's not a sexual thing.
But it's not. But that's
not.
Absolutely.
It's not. You shouldn't give them an extra bathroom. You shouldn't do it. Just, yo, it's not that big of a deal.
But this is why we have these confrontations.
But it's not that big of a deal.
But I don't think they need an extra bathroom. I think let them use.
I personally don't understand why.
Let them use whatever bathroom they want to use.
What's the big difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the separate bathroom, you brought that up earlier. That's absolutely right. Separate but equal, that bullshit is
it's
fucking
ridiculous.
Episode of the past to never be brought back into this nation.
But, like, why do people... I think what the issue here is that people are trying to force, you know, you have to use this bathroom. And to me, that whole idea is ridiculous. Let them use whatever bathroom they want to use. You know, if you are transitioning to a woman, you look like a woman, you go to the bathroom as a woman, then use the ladies' room. If you are transitioning to a man, you look like a man, you behave like a man, then use the men's room. That shit should not bother anybody. What I think gets messed up is then the government goes, oh, or somebody goes, society goes, no, you need to use this bathroom. And to me, that's where these things get all wrapped up and messed up. And I think that's, I don't think that's where this person's coming from. I think this article that you're talking about is somebody who is just hateful, really, mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Because even if you did see that, who then picks up their live stream and goes, oh, I'm going to lie? Like, you're obviously doing this for your own sick, selfish, boisterous reasons, right?
Which is why she's facing a criminal program.
Yeah, exactly.
In the state of California.
As she should. And to me, that's the ridiculous things. But like, again, this kind of transitions into the article that I wanted to talk to with you guys about is the wrestler, right? So like, in Texas, there's a female high schooler who is transitioning to a male who is being forced to wrestle females because on her birth certificate it says females. Now he is outclassing all these females because he's a male, right? Transitioned. It's a boy. So he should be wrestling against the boy as he wants to do.
Right.
But
they won't let him.
They won't let him. And, you know, people are getting all up in arms and booing this boy because he's wrestling females and winning each time. And it's like, these are the situations where people just need to have some fucking common sense mm-hmm. and look at the scenario and go, oh, no, this is clearly a mix-up. Like, have him wrestle the boys and then see how he does. End of story.
They should be able to... Once she transitions into a male, he should be able to fight whoever he wants to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if he wants to fight the boys, fight the boys. But
I mean,
the thing is...
In my high school... Sorry to interject, but in my high school, there was a girl on our football team. Male football team. And no one had a fucking problem with it because she could hold her own. And it was like, it's just one of those things where it's like, I wonder if we are going forward or we are going backwards sometimes, because it's like, then it would not have been an issue. Whereas I feel nowadays, it probably would have been something like, oh my God, can you believe they're letting this girl play on the boys' football team?
I think we are going forward because we're having the conversations. However, I think with this, and I hate to bring it back to it, but with this presidency, you have to look at the reality. I mean, hate crime has risen.
Mm-hmm.
White supremacists, they've gone up. We've seen a rise in the KKK that we haven't seen since fucking slavery, which is surprising and scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, these conversations are the one thing that are going to continue moving us forward, because otherwise we are dealing with an environment in which everybody feels as though they can hate.
Well, you also have to think about where this particular incident took place. I mean, you have this young man who wants to fight on the men's team, but he's being told that, you know, you need to fight women. But this all comes from Texas, you know, and you have to think about, you know, when you think about the Mason-Dixon line and anything south of that, it's very hard to progress with LGBTQ rights at such a pace that we do north of that line or in the northern part of the U.S. because of how traditionally, how, you know, how anti-gay they've been, how pro-slavery they've always been. And, you know, and a lot of people like to say, oh, no, you know, slavery's gone. But no. It's very in your face. It's very real. And it's very prominent, especially in the South. But, you know, this happens in a state like Texas where, you know, everything is pretty much ass backwards. You know, and I don't want to say that everybody in the state of Texas is ass backwards. I'm just saying that the people that you have passing your laws and legislating and saying that, you know, LGBTQ people have no rights and that transgender people have no rights.
I think that also comes from, that also comes a lot from the fact that the South is religious and very conservative in ways. Mm-hmm. So a lot of their beliefs come from that place. So we have to take that into account as well.
You know, and that's why I always keep saying, you know, religion has no place in civic law. And and there has to be
come to Iran if you want to see what that's like.
There's a lot to do with, like, you know, the North of the United States and the South. Look at the different laws. You know, gun laws. So you in Texas, you know, you can mess with somebody's property. You can shoot them dead if you want to. But in Oklahoma,
can't you do that here?
No. So in Texas,
you need
in Texas if somebody messes with your car,
yeah, you can shoot.
You can shoot them dead.
Yeah. And here,
but if they're in Oklahoma, they have to be on your property. But in, like, you know,
well, I mean, if you're in the Northeast, think about it, you can shoot them and it's fine.
Here, in order you're
going to trial.
Yeah, in order to use your gun to like protect yourself, you need to prove in court that you are backed up against the wall.
That's what's screwed up. Why isn't all laws the same with guns?
Well, that's the problem with common sense.
The federal government has never wanted to take a position on it because of the NRA.
That's the issue. That
shouldn't be about property. It should be about defending your life.
Yeah, but that's the issue when you look at different. When you cross borders here in Connecticut, you pretty much need to
prove that you're
not even just smaller state, you know, Connecticut, even I think Pennsylvania has a little bit a law along these lines. You need to prove that you were backed up against a wall, and had you not fired a shot, then you or your family member would have been killed.
My only rebuttal to that is me personally, I'm a pro gun guy. I'm not going out like that. I can't go out in the corner.
You know, that's right. Interesting.
It's tough to me. If you own guns, if you're responsible about it, I don't want to go out like that. Wait, quivering in a corner, man.
So you're pro gun, right? You just said that, right? Yeah. Okay, so do you think that there should be common sense gun reform?
Absolutely.
Do you think that assault rifles should be available to the
assault
public?
Assault rifles should not be available to the citizens.
And do you think that
shotguns, semi-automatic, handguns, and revolvers should be available to the public?
Semi-automatics?
Of course. Any gun that you...
It's still a semi-automatic. It's not
every time you pull the trigger, a shot is fired. That's a semi-automatic.
But see, this is where I differentiate a little, because I think... If you are sane and a good, responsible gun owner, then you should be allowed to have an automatic, whatever type of gun you want.
But in today's society, is sane?
No.
That's the problem.
There should be reform.
Who is sane? Really? No, we don't
the
have
number
those.
One thing that should be reformed on guns is it's 21 years old. Done.
Yeah, I agree.
You should not be getting a gun at 18 years old. That is stupid. If you could buy alcohol at 21,
but you can
buy a gun at 21.
But you can go into the military at 18.
Great.
Yeah. And you have to use a gun in the military.
So should the military age go up to 21? That's a different commitment.
Yeah.
That is a different commitment, in my opinion. That's a different commitment. That is.
I disagree. I think if you're in the military and you have to wield a gun to shoot somebody.
4 years of your life?
I'm just saying, if you're in the military, you have to shoot, yeah, use a gun, to kill somebody or protect your life, your country.
But there's a lot
that's
more.
A job. That's a job.
But still, you're saying that American citizens shouldn't have guns before 21.
But
then why should any American be in the military before 21?
But here's the thing, and Trish, when you're in the military, you go through training, right? These people are receiving.
That doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that military people don't come out of war.
I didn't say they don't or they do. I just simply said that when you're in the military, you go through rigorous training to be able to handle these weapons. When you are not in the military and you can walk into a store and buy a pistol or buy a gun or buy an AR-15.
Not everybody can walk into the army either. You can't just join the army.
It's not like,
it's not like you can go buy a gun. Anybody can go buy a gun. Not everybody could join the army. There's a difference on at least factor.
Unless it's a draft.
It's screwed up that some people could still go buy a gun.
That's not.
That's what's screwed up.
Don't even worry
up.
About the draft.
But
that's
you could join
right.
an, or you can't join an army.
No,
you can't even fight for your own country.
And
if you
I understand
to.
That, but the thing is that when you have someone who's not in the military, who's not receiving that training, who's not being taught or being instructed, this is how you handle a gun. This is how you should responsibly deal with a gun. Most people who are buying guns that are not in the military don't have that training, don't have that discipline, don't have someone saying to them,
no.
You shouldn't do that.
Or they leave it out. And,
yeah. Yeah. And then, or they use it in ways that, you know, they really shouldn't be used. And then you end up, or for example, you have gun control, like gun owners who bring guns into their homes and don't lock them up adequately or ensure that they are safe and give children, right, who have issues, whether that's mental or whatever the case may be, and then they have access to these particular weapons, and then they end up going and shooting up students in the school, and you can't do that.
The only way that you're going to make a difference, the only way...
Give me one second. I know you want to go home. We're almost done.
Yeah, no, the only way that you're going to make... The only
she
way...
wants to go home.
No. My wife actually has been picking my ear this whole time because... They had cops come to her school because somebody actually just made a threat on social media about shooting up the school tomorrow.
Oh,
the school that she works at.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not good.
Yeah, so they've got...
I know. We'll get them done soon, though. I promise.
No, that's not what she's... She's fine. She's just letting
like,
me
oh my
know
God.
That that's what's going
They're
on.
They're
going
to literally yank Bijan out of here by the hair. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris. You were saying.
No, we're right now, our nation's in the midst of a constitutional crisis. Mm-hmm. We have a president who's holding the freedom of the press at their wrist. We have colleges and institutions who are holding freedom of speech by their wrists. We need to take another amendment by its wrist. The only way to make real change in the U.S. is to call for a complete overhaul of the Second Amendment. That's the only way to get that these politicians who are in bed with the NRA, who are in pocketed with NRA,
absolutely.
That's the only way to get real progress. If you look at the laws that are on hand, two states, well, a state and a territory technically, or a district, that have the most strict gun laws, the District of Columbia, which follow the state of California, they officially have on their books bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, prohibits. This is the most important part, which I don't understand. This is why it's common sense gun reform. These states prohibit high-risk individuals and domestic violence offenders from purchasing a firearm.
Yeah,
I don't understand how the rest get
it's
it.
It's like, duh.
And the other big thing that these states do is that you need to register all of your firearms. If a firearm is not registered,
it's illegal.
You can't have it. I don't understand how anyone in any state can sit back and not get on board with these. These are the reasons that people are dying, because you are openly handing firearms to people that are showing that they're going to hurt people. Yeah.
But it's very simple, because they think Obama's going to take
Hold
their guns.
Hold the fucking phone, everybody, because Chris just fucking got on a soapbox.
I get very upset. I get very upset with this subject.
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean, it is.
I'm fucking proud of you, girl.
Well, you know,
I've been working with you for 117 weeks.
Is it that hard, though?
Put
honestly,
your mushroom tip lipstick
allow
back on, baby.
Handguns, shotguns.
No,
what's so hard about handguns and shotguns to civilians?
But Sean, let me tell you
that
that's a
that will protect
argument.
People. That protects people.
Right.
It protects
yes.
the right and the left side. You still have your guns. You still have something to protect you, and it is a useful firearm and a shotgun. Do not let anything more go to the civilian side.
But here's the thing, Sean. So, can I get a tally it up?
Tally it up.
Thank you, baby.
I gotta pee.
Go, girl. So here's the thing. So yeah, we should have shotguns and guns, right? I, for one, would like to apply for a gun permit. And I, for one, would love to learn how to shoot and to be able to have a firearm in my house and to be able to protect myself. But the thing is that not everyone is in the right state of mind. So yeah, everyone can have a shotgun or everyone should have a firearm. But there needs to be a conversation about mental health. There needs to be a conversation about people who shouldn't, who have demonstrated, as Chris said, to have tendencies to
Or the no-fly list. Remember, they were.
Let me ask you, you were too dangerous to board a plane. You should not be able to get a gun.
My only rebuttal to that it would be is so are you going to have like yearly checkups?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Listen,
the FBI knows everything.
The problem with the overhaul of the Second Amendment, right, a massive overhaul and a redo, right, is that you need to have 3/4 of the country, right, 35 states
on board
to be able to do an amendment. For most people, they're okay. But try getting 35 states on board to actually rewrite one of our basic – they're literally – these are the – these this particular amendment is one of the original 10 Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights, right? Absolutely.
It has never been changed. Do you know how hard it will be to get 35 states on board to change?
The fathers of our nation couldn't even fathom
The fathers of our nation
they
only gave that.
They could never fathom our world now.
Well, that's what the funny thing about the Bill of Rights is that was what was promised to the anti-federalists, those who weren't all for having a federal government. Mm-hmm. So these people who believe in a strong federal government, they told them that we, you know, the anti-federalists wanted a bill that would protect states' rights and the American rights. So they said, okay, we can give you these amendments, which were, it was so fresh. We had just gotten over our fight for our freedom, our revolution. Mm-hmm. So, of course, one of the most important things was going to be we have the right to arm ourselves should a government ever become
a
tyrant.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But times are different.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What's this show called?
Gun Control.
I think it's Gun Control 2.0.
Yeah, guys, can we go back to talking about mass genocide?
Gun Control N207.
Let's talk about gay shit.
I want to talk about boners.
I can't.
Do you
bring out
the
lipstick?
No.
I'm talking about a chubby.
Then why?
Tell me about your chubby, Sean.
Do you have a chubby? Do you have a chubby? Does everybody have a chubby?
This is the least gay show we've ever had.
This is so super straight. So
chubby was a bear.
Okay.
Who watched Ellen lately? Let me know.
Ellen?
This bitch.
Why?
My wife watches it every night.
I love Ellen.
All right. So listen.
I'm Ellen.
Does anybody think like Taylor Swift looks like a Siamese cat?
What?
Taylor Swift looks like a Siamese cat.
That being said, I think it's important to note that Antarctica is going to have their first ever gay pride.
Okay.
What?
Where did you see this?
They are.
Unicornbooty.com.
I was like, I'm pretty sure Antarctica has a population of like 120 people, so it's going to be like one person sliding by.
No, they have 4,000 people during the summer, mostly scientists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. October to February, they have about 1,000 people. So only 11 people that identify as LGBT or Q or plus.
Or ally.
Or they are putting together their first ever pride.
I want to go to Antarctica. I've always wanted to go. All right, we were talking about...
Oh, my God.
Fuck Pride
and they're marching
bus
on behalf of gay penguins.
Dude,
yeah.
Of course they are on behalf of gay penguins.
It literally says this right here.
Chris,
they're marching on
so
behalf
cold,
of gay penguins.
I love the cold. Bring
just
it on.
Layer up. Just
bring it
layer
on.
Up,
I'll walk with these 11 men, female, or
and
what
penguins
have you, in like 10,000 penguin. I will slide on my belly. I will shave
awesome
for that.
Are there any? There's
oh, you
no
don't
new
need to
gay
shave,
animal
honey.
News?
That provides lubricant.
There actually no. I have not seen anything new.
There's
about
actually this thing happening in Antarctica where there's going to be 11 men sliding with some penguins.
Okay,
yeah,
no,
that's pretty great.
But
no
to,
new,
there are
new
going
gay
to be
species. Because I love that. My favorite part is the gay animals.
I mean,
like yes, Nick's talking
you
about more gay animals.
We've got penguins, dolphins. We had gorillas. Yeah. Didn't we? No.
We had flamingos.
Flamingos.
Vultures, too. The vultures.
Vultures.
Oh, the
yeah
vultures.
Yeah, gay vultures.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yep.
There's a lot of gay in the animal kingdom.
But I love it because it is proof for all these fucking idiots who don't think it's biological.
Right.
Like, how can there be gay animals?
Gay penguins stole a goddamn egg because they wanted a baby. Like,
at the same time, what's fucking wrong with a gay fucking penguin? Like, there's nothing wrong with
it's
at
amazing.
All. There's nothing wrong with it. Just let it be.
But
it's
but two,
fun.
Two gay penguins stealing an egg just to, you know, be a father is something Trish would do.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't steal anybody's egg.
Yes, you would.
I would just prove to the government that I deserved the egg and the parents did not.
Oh, well, okay. Well, she
anyway.
Did. We did learn. Wonderbar. I mean, Trish might be a father. We did learn she had sex with a lady.
That's true.
I also donated my sperm, Dick.
He did.
Yeah, but that didn't work out because he put it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. This is a long
and you didn't even
ago.
Get one of like the slide ones. It's one of the ones that you have to like, you know, you always crush with your fingertips and you push it and you're like, there's still air getting out somehow.
Okay, I think
like it wasn't a proper seal.
We need to end this fucking show because Chris is a dick.
It was rancid.
Yeah, right? Exactly. One of those fucking Price Right baggies you got a tie. It doesn't even have this.
Oh, she's on a mission today.
So, all right. So,
drop the mic,
you know,
Chris.
We did say that, you know, as of June 1st, Pride Month starts and we're celebrating Pride. But I do have to say that there have been several Pride celebrations that have already taken place around the world. The first one noted here, of course, it's an article that gives you all the listings for Pride coming up between now and God knows when, because there's so many happening even all the way through the month of October.
Including Antarctica.
Antarctica. Yes.
March of them gay penguins. Hello.
So, you know, and then this particular article is brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
And that is truly UnicornBooty.com. So you can go to Hornet.com and see the story. Gives you a listing.
Wait, I had a thing. I had something going on here.
It gives you a listing of all the
penguins.
Penguins. But anyway, so there have been already celebrations that occurred. For example, in Tokyo, they did their Rainbow Pride celebration from April 28th all the way through May 6th. That's a long-ass fucking Pride.
Woo.
Long. Love it. Beirut had their Pride May 14th through the 20th. Long Beach Pride was May 19th. Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. In Mexico. Don't bite me.
You heard it.
Don't beat me.
Speed this up. Let's go.
When's the local Pride?
May 20th through the 27th. Let's see. Pride in Winnipeg in Canada was May 25th.
For all the Prides you're wondering that you missed.
May 25th through June 3rd, which means that Winnipeg Pride is actually still happening. And then Utah is coming up. Utah Pride is May 30th through June 3rd.
Show up for that one, motherfuckers.
Yes, make sure you show up and show up loud because Utah, my peeps in Utah, need a lot of help. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, the first Pride in June is Pittsburgh. Provincetown will have theirs also June 1st. Boston is also doing theirs on June 1st through the 10th. Milano.
Is Milan? That?
No, it says Milano. Milano Pride?
If we don't know where it is, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Anyway, Guadalajara in Mexico is having their Pride on June 2nd. Sao Paulo, Brazil is having theirs on June 3rd. Puerto Rico in a little town called Cabo Rojo in Boquerón. I believe they do where they're having Pride in Boquerón. They're doing their Pride for the entire weekend for that weekend, June 3rd. Playa del Carmen, which is another area in Mexico, also June 4th. Key West, Capital Pride. Capital Pride is in D.C. And when is that Pride?
It's on a Sunday.
It's on a Sunday.
Who fucking knew?
Right? Oh, God. Last time we went out, we thought it was...
<I can't>. We went because we were going to the march, and we thought Pride was on Sunday, but it was actually on Saturday because of the goddamn march. But then we were looking it up.
And we missed it.
This year, it's on Sunday.
No wonder there was so much fucking traffic.
Oh, Lord. It was crazy. So Baltimore's coming up, Tel Aviv, New Orleans, Milwaukee, Zurich Pride. There's so many of them coming. We could. Athens is also having one. Warsaw in Poland.
Warszawa.
Detroit, Los Angeles. There's a lot of prides coming up. And then, of course, the New York City Pride Parade, which occurs on the last Sunday of the month of June. That one is where, you know, Pride is set to have started with the Stonewall riots. Woo! And the celebration of what happened afterwards and people coming out and fighting for their civil rights and the right to be gay and be proud and be loud.
And World Pride is next year, which we will be at.
Yes. 2019 is World Pride, and World Pride is going to be held in New York City.
Super excited.
I'm super excited about it.
I'm trying to find the New Haven dates. I know it's in September sometime, but I can't. whatever. Well,
we can always go to the Pride Center website and look it up, because I know they'll have information on there.
So I don't want to end the show on a negative note,
uh-huh,
but we were talking about hetero guns and guns and blah, 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 blah.
And genocide.
Okay. So I wanted to point out that we are coming up on the second anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Yes, we are. June 12th.
And they have, a group of people have organized what's called the National Die-In Day. So on the second anniversary day of the Pulse nightclub shooting, a group of activists across the nation will gather in Washington and basically for 12 minutes, which is 720 seconds, which since the massacre, there have been about 720 deaths to mass shootings. So for 12 minutes or 720 seconds, people will basically lie down as if they were dead. And they're hoping to get, you know, thousands of people to come out and protest and just take that 12 minutes at noon on, what was it, June 12th.
Are they doing this on the National Mall?
Yeah. It's it is taking place. Da, da, da. I believe it is. It's D.C.
It would be very iconic if it happens on the National Mall. I mean, when you think about it, that thing goes from
Capitol Lawn.
Up to the, from yeah. Capitol Hill all the way down to the memorial, yep. Lincoln Memorial. So it will be on the National Mall.
Yeah.
That's that walkway that goes all the way through from one end to the other.
But it's just really, it's really good to see that people aren't letting others forget.
And we shouldn't forget.
I mean, and let's just also take a moment to realize 720 other people since the 49
have passed
at Orlando have passed from massacres in the United States.
And another thing that we need to also recognize is that it wasn't until Las Vegas, the shooting at Pulse nightclub was the biggest mass shooting that occurred in U.S. history. And then, of course, you know, Las Vegas came along, and then, you know, it was like 50-plus people. It's just horrific to see so many people go this way. It's like, you know, people are trying to just have a good time. They're at a concert. They're at a nightclub. They're at school. It's like, it needs to end. It needs to stop.
People are just trying to live their lives.
That's all we want, you know?
But so anyway, so for more information on this National Die-In Day, which is amazing, you can follow them on Facebook. It's National Die-In Day. So check it
out.
That's
awesome.
And be there to support.
And, you know, just to, if you're a new listener, you haven't listened to any of our older episodes, we do have a whole bunch, actually 49 episodes that we dedicated. We took one episode per person that passed away during the club shooting at Club Pulse, and we dedicated an episode to each one of them. We also had featured Melissa Etheridge's Pulse, which is a song that is dear and near to our heart, which you can listen to as part of those episodes. There's a total of 49 of them, and each individual got, and you know, we honored 49 individuals because they were brothers and sisters and allies of our community. And I thought that we thought that that was important to do so. So make sure that if you want and have time, check out those episodes. They're still available on iTunes. So
reach. Hello.
Yes.
Yes. So with that said, we've got two things that we need to cover. We'll start with our gay talk term, which someone picked it. Who picked the gay talk term today?
Jordan did.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Jordan is one of the ladies here with our two straight
men.
That's
my girl.
Yeah, that's Sean's girl. And she picked our gay talk term today. So
it's a good one. Who's going to read it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll read it unless Jordan wants to come over here and read it. Okay, fine. This week's Gay Talk term, of course, brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
Yes. Yeah,
well done.
Thank you, Bijan.
Well done.
So it's drop one's petals, which means lowering one's pants, leaving the ass bare for sex in the vertical position, back up to that glory hole and drop your petal so he can give you a good browning.
Mm. Trish, how did you make it into that book?
What?
How did you make it into that book?
It's a hardcover.
Oh. You can, like,
87% of that book is Trisha's life.
That is true.
It's a real page turner.
Like, why is this like... Remember when we had the episode where you were supposed to burn me?
I know, but I was too nervous.
And then, like, you all just complimented me the whole time?
Because we thought she was going to kill us. That's why.
But... And now you just burned me. Okay.
No, I was just like...
Don't
in that episode...
sell Trisha gun.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's
in that episode...
She's got a knife.
We've got two straight men here to protect protect us from her.
First
Jess.
Of all,
That episode, I was like, I can't be mean to you, Trish. And I was like, yes, I can. Like, it hit me.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, so Christopher.
Okay, on this day in gay history, obviously brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
Y'all's?
Yes.
May 28th, 1997, in France, the Belgian film, I don't speak French, so bear with me, Ma Vie en Rose, I think something like that, which is my
That's
life.
That's not a word.
You're correct, it's a sentence. My Life in Pink, which tells the story of a transgender child and is one of the rare films to depict an LGBTQ youth. When that film was released in the United States, it was given an R rating by the MPAA, resulting in criticism that the rating was based on transphobia. So that's an interesting fact.
Mm. Wow.
Indeed. Awesome. So, on this day in gay history.
All right.
And let's make this episode history. Move on.
All right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. If you love the show, make sure that you rate and review our show on your favorite podcasting service. This helps others know about our show, and it also ensures that our show becomes more visible within our podcasting community. By subscribing, you get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your favorite device or web browser as soon as the episode is published. You can also support us on Patreon. Patreon is a service where you, our listener, can help support our show with a pledge donation. Your donations are collected monthly and can be in any denomination of a dollar or more.
Chris? Speaking of which,
yes,
have we gotten a check for that?
Not yet. This cunt. You made me use the C word. Oh,
we almost made it.
Good point.
Drinking yellowtail wine, just saying.
Chris.
Yes. So next week, we welcome Tom's dear friend, Elsie Perez, to the show while Trisha's going to be away. So it's going to be very relaxed. It's going to be mellow. It's probably going to be nutritious for us overall.
Oh, trust me when I tell you.
The air is going to be better.
Elsie has an amazing, like, sexy voice. She sounds like one of those, like, hotline, like, sex, like, talking people. She's very, very sexy.
Like when Trish would do her,
when she would try.
Angels and Assholes.
Yeah.
When she would try.
Have her.
Yeah. So what are you doing next week that you can't make it to the show?
I think she's going to see that girl she was with in college.
Crickets. Uh-oh. Anyway.
Trish, moving on. We want to keep the show at an hour now.
All right.
Tally it up.
Is it my turn? Should I say something? Yes. Or should somebody else come and do the show for me? Fuck you. Thank you to our guests, Bijan, and thank you, Sean, for being on the show today and joining us to talk about guns and hetero bullshit. Anyway, thank you.
I love y'all, man. I'm not going to lie. Thank you to Nick. Class. Thank you to Tom. Yeah, and thank you to Chris, man.
We expect a hetero bullshit section going forward.
Also,
a whole little segment.
Oh, no, it's definitely going to happen.
But for genocide? You guys take the cake.
I just want to reiterate that next week we will also be doing Tales from the Tail with Dr. Evan Goldstein.
That's right.
I got you with the knuckle.
Because it is
From Top to Bottom with Dr. Evan Goldstein.
Oh, Lord.
I can't get it right.
I've learned more about Nick's butt than I've ever, thanks to that segment, guys. So. Mm.
I hear it's not that great, or as good as he says it is.
And that's also not true.
It's got more.
All right, so I'm going to just take over from here. So
it's got
we're
going
to put a rubber on this.
Whole
on the show. The show is available on our website, GayTalk2.0.
Lord have mercy. Her butthole has more craters whole surface
Sean,
of Mars.
Sean, Bijan, is there anything you wanted to close out the show with before we close out the show?
Happy Dr. Goldstein also can do work on the Holland Tunnel after tonight.
Well done. Well
Lord
done.
Have mercy.
I just want to say thank you very much for allowing me on
love
here, man.
You.
I've had a great time. I'm happy I made some more friends.
Thank you for joining us.
I really
us.
Have.
Awesome. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
We heteros apologize to all of your listeners.
You guys are awesome.
See, at least somebody apologizes.
You could learn
you
something from that, Tom.
Apologize.
I was going to say, you can learn
are
something
you
from that, Tom.
Me?
Oh, my God.
I'm
Where's
not
the
saying
rubber?
I'm sorry to anybody.
Where's the rubber? Please put it on.
I'm going to go ahead. You know, I'm going to make an executive decision and put a rubber on this episode.
Yes, please.
All righty, people. As always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces, fuck Tom, fuck Chris. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Gay Talk 2.0, Twitter at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Shut up. Tom, take it away.
She is so nasty. Anyway, if you need to reach out to us, you can just head on over to our website, click on the Contact Us tab at the top of your web browser, where you can leave comments, suggest topics, or even submit a question for the cast. You can also call us and leave us a question via voicemail, where we can answer it for you on the show. Our phone number is 334-GAY-TALK, and if you need all those digits, it's 334-429-8255. Do not forget that we stream live every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you, and y'all have a good night. Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.